If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. 2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Gale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So what do you do? How does this happen? So most people who have a cat don't have one cat. They have, I think it's 2.3 cats on average in America. So how do you bring them together? It isn't always so easy to do. Sometimes it is because the cats come in together. But if you're adding a cat to the household and no one has sent an email in advance to the cat who's been there, well, what do you do? Well, there's a process that really can make it work. At least your odds are far better of having it work out well. And veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter will be here to tell us about it. I am always honored to talk to America's top veterinarian. She is the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Janet Donlan. I've known her for many, many years, and we've talked many, many times off the air and on the air about preventive care and the importance of that. I will tell you, it saves money. It saves you money, and it's better for your pets. I mean, no one is listening to this radio show who does not consider their pet a member of the family. So what can we do to make things better for all of us? And Dr. Donlan will be here to talk about it. Most of all, I'm here to talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So if you have I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. So if your cat is missing the litter box, your dog is running amok in the house and you don't know what to do, I know what to do. Call us. I'm here to help you. And the price is right. The phone number, can I say that without giving them some money back? Well, you know what I mean by that. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. I will also seriously talk about, it's called leptospirosis, and it's spreading all over America. You may not have heard that term before, whether you're a pet owner or not. Now it's been in the news, and I'll tell you why. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We move to Illinois. Russell, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Okay. What's going on?
Biggest issue I have with the dog is that she seems to have, I adopted her when she was about a year and a half old. She's 8 years old now, so I've had her for a while, and she's always had severe, or not always, but it seems the last 4 to 5 years, she's developed severe separation anxiety. Whenever she knows I'm going out, she starts to shake terribly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've set up a webcam, so I had a motion detector on it, so I'm able to, like, see what she's doing when I'm not there. And a lot of the time, she just You know, she'll be go on her mat and she'll start shaking terribly. When I leave, she's up in front of the camera area and she pretty much hangs out in one area and she starts like a very low kind of howling.
Yeah.
That she'll do on and off for a while. And then the other thing I notice is she'll, you know, she's hyperventilating a lot and sweating a lot. And when I come home, I can see in one spot that there's a lot of saliva, just, you know, little drips on the carpet because she's been standing there hyperventilating.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yep. I wish you had called me sooner than 4 years or however long this has been going on. And, you know, sometimes people, and I'm not suggesting this is you, sometimes people do think, okay, if I just leave it alone, the dog eventually will realize that, well, I'm coming back. There's nothing to worry about. And while some dogs kind of figure that out and their separation distress becomes less distressful over the years, they are actually the exception. Usually it is like your dog. It actually gets worse and worse and worse over time. And, yeah, I mean, your high-tech system is great, but it's got to be heartbreaking to watch your dog suffer like this. And, indeed, these dogs are suffering. So, really, for a dog that's this entrenched in the behavior, I'm going to offer some general ideas, but what you really need to do is to see a veterinary behaviorist so you can get some hands-on help. To find a veterinary behaviorist near you, no matter where you are in the country, they are called the Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. So it's DACVB, Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior, and then DACVB.org. And they've got one of those listing things. So for other folks out there with issues, if you're in, I don't know, Florida, You could look, and they have a geographic map there, and, oh, here are the behaviorists near me. So it's a locator, so you could find folks that are near you. Now, here's some general advice for you. You say, and these dogs are so good at predicting when we're about to leave. So what you could try doing is to mix up the dog so those cues don't get the dog so upset even before you leave the house. So take a weekend and go nowhere. But pretend you are going somewhere. So sit down on the sofa, watch TV, you're relaxed, commercial comes on, and you do all the things you do when you're about to leave the house, you know, and be a good actor, so good you're going to fool your dog, like you're really going somewhere. Get your keys, get your shoes on, get your coat on if it's cold enough to do that. Do whatever you would normally do, rush around a little bit, stick your, oh, I forgot my wallet, run back and get that, like you're really going. Go out the door and come right back in. Go nowhere. And do this about 100 times. I mean, really, do this many times over and over until you see your dog is like, he's crazy. He's not going anywhere. I've got nothing to worry about. Then what you do is you go for a longer period of time than no time at all. So you're actually gone for count off 10 seconds, count off 30 seconds. Go down and say hello to your neighbor or check. You could do some lawn work or something. And then come back in 2 minutes and increase the amount of time. Now, for some dogs, this does nothing, especially dogs that are as entrenched in the behavior as yours is. But for some dogs, it truly can be helpful. What might be necessary for a dog like yours, you really need to see your veterinarian, and a veterinary behaviorist might be the best option.
Okay.
Okay, so the good news, the bad news is your dog looks like he's suffering, and your dog is. The good news is, you can do something about this. It's not going to change overnight. I mean, this has been going on for years, but you can help and should help your dog. You've called in to do just that. That's the right thing to do. So hold on. I will talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Your call's coming up. And also, please, if you have not, friend me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, where you can read all the news on my blog about companion animals, including what's going on with something called leptospirosis. I'll tell you about that next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name. Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you! The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston, it said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Oh, rats. It's a bad thing, and it's happening all over America, in urban areas, in rural areas, but particularly reported on the rise, incredibly so, in places like Phoenix, New York City, Chicago, San Francisco. It's called leptospirosis. It's a word that most pet owners didn't even know, say, a year or two ago. And most people who don't have a dog have no idea what I'm talking about. It's what? What? What is it? It's a long word. What is that? It's a bacterial infection that people get in other parts of the world. See, the bacteria, this particular one, loves water. So in places where people swim and bathe that might be infected by animals that carry and spread the infection, people are subjected to leptospirosis as well. Now, while that does happen in America, it's quite rare. Another way in which you can get leptospirosis if you're a person is if your dog that's infected, say, has an accident in the house. It's mostly toddlers. But anyone, I suppose, wiping up that accident and puts their hand to their mouth without washing their hands can get leptospirosis as well. I mean, even if it's rare, we don't want the opportunity to exist. Beside, dogs with leptospirosis can get really, really sick, and maybe die. So in dogs, it seems there's two sorts of types of lepto in general. One, they don't seem to get all that sick. They seem okay. Basically, they may have accidents more often because they're thirsty more often. They're drinking more water, may act a little lethargic, may not eat as well, or may even skip a meal, a dog that typically would never skip a meal. But you don't necessarily report that to a veterinarian. Unless your dog is tested, there's no way to know. So now you've got a dog spreading leptospirosis to the community, and you don't know that that dog is sick unless you vaccinate, which I'll get back to. Other dogs do get very ill and may require hospitalization, and sometimes they die. You want to prevent that, obviously, not only because it's expensive to treat such dogs, but because, well, we don't want our dogs, obviously, to die, you know? So what do you do? Again, it gets back to a vaccine. So here's what happens, though. You get infected animals. Those infected animals are oftentimes in big city. We're talking about rats. But they don't have to be that. They could be skunks and raccoons and possum and even squirrels. And the list goes on and on of animals that can carry and do carry leptospirosis. But in big cities, it's city rats that most often carry it. So controlling the rat population would be a good thing. But that may not always be happening like you want it to happen. So as a dog owner, what do? Well, the leptospirosis bacterium is found everywhere from little puddles to big lakes to streams, running water, water that isn't running so quickly, like retention ponds and condo association developments. I mean, anywhere pretty much that has water, leptospirosis can and will live. It lives in the cold. It lives in the summer. Why are we seeing more of it now? I don't know. Why? I mean, this is like an outbreak that has occurred in some of these cities. Why now? I don't know. I mean, a lot of these places in America have had a lot of rain. Maybe that has something to do with it. We had a fairly warm winter throughout much of the country. Maybe that has something to do with it. But leptospirosis survives in the cold okay. I don't know why, but nevertheless, it is happening more often. So again, protection, prevention is what it's all about. And there's one word, vaccination. And you know what? Others will say, well, we vaccinate our pets enough already. Maybe the reason why we're seeing more lepto in dogs is that fewer dogs have been vaccinated because people are concerned about vaccines, which I get. But when we don't vaccinate, then things like this happen. So vaccination is probably the answer to this. You know, the other thing that you do want to ask about, there are several different types. The fancy word is Cerevars for leptospirosis. So the vaccine, ask your veterinarian about the vaccine that covers four of these, which is more than any other vaccine covers. And that's probably the one that you'd want to consider. Again, it's the vaccine for leptospirosis that could potentially save your dog's life. Coming up next, the conversation with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter about cat detente.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter knows that most of us who have a cat do not have a cat. We have, I think the average in America is 2.3 cats or something like that.
2.3, 2.4.
Somewhere in there, which means several cats are being put together, mm-hmm. often, not always, but often, who previously did not know one another. Sometimes it works out great. Sometimes the cats say, what did you do? I don't want that roommate. So kind of give me a 101 about how to bring cats together and some tools that we can use to make it more likely to be a success.
You're absolutely right. People want more than one cat. It's hard to pick someone else's best friend. And so when we bring cats together that don't necessarily know each other, their first reactions may be to hiss, to hide, to flee. Sometimes they'll actually get into fights and hurt and injure each other. The good key is the first introduction. It's really hard to overcome a bad first impression, so we really want to stage this out carefully and go slow enough that people don't notice that the cat's had a problem. So this can involve bringing one cat into the home and securing it into one small area, letting him get acclimated in one room. The cat is not only just adjusting to other cats, they're also adjusting to new geography.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the cat's body language, how tense they look, how much their tail twitches, how much they're bunting and rubbing on things can also give some indication of their level of stress.
So how long, and this is the question I always get, how long do I leave that cat in a sanctuary room, a room by itself, before I introduce that cat to the other cats in the household? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 2 years? What do you think?
I think all of those are possible. The individual cat is the one that's going to tell you whether they're ready to meet another cat or not. And if they can pick up the scent or the sound of the other cat, and we can tell that that cat is distressed in response to just that, then they're not ready to meet the whole cat. So I will often take a blanket that one cat has been sleeping on and rotate that and put it in the area of the other cat. But then more importantly, it's not just an exposure, it's gathering information. How do those other cats feel about that scent and smell? If they walk up to it, give it a half-hearted sniff and move along, then they're not offended or not interested in what that smell is. If they stay focused on it, sniff it a lot, their tail's twitching, they start scratching things, they are giving the message that they're not even willing to meet the scent of this cat. They're absolutely not ready for the entire cat.
Yeah. Now, are there some tricks? Are there some tools of the trade that can help?
Absolutely. When we bring a cat into a new environment, Feel-Away, the traditional product that we've used for introducing cats, can help the cats understand spaces and locations, being that they're going to be more comfortable in that location.
And Feel-Away is a copy of analog of a pheromone, which cats feel make help them feel good about their environment where they are.
Exactly. So when a cat goes in and bunts and rubs up in an area, they're leaving a natural form of the pheromone that is now produced in the Feel-Away product. Similarly, cats can be facilitated by using Feel-Away Multicat, which is a different pheromone than the original Feel-Away.
And this is specifically for exactly what we're talking about, and that's introducing cats to one another and actually people who have problems with cats that don't get along, which could be another interview at another time. But for the cats that are being introduced, why not get them off on the right paw?
Yes.
And Feel-Away Multicat is one tool to help you do that.
So Feel-Away Multicat is going to help build bonds and social relationships. And actually, when I'm bringing cats into the home, I would use both of them together. So a new cat coming into a space may have some arousal, putting the Feel-Away diffuser in the location where their cat is going to explore. Using the Feel-Away Multicat, plugging that diffuser in where each cat hangs out and sleeps and spends time, that helps promote social bonding and help them be comfortable with the next social interactions, including that next cat, dog, or person that they're going to meet.
Now, what we want to do is cut the anxiety level to as low as we can. Mm-hmm. Are there, quickly, any other tools that we can use?
There are a lot of different ways to help cats be comfortable in their environment. There is music. You can use bioacoustically designed music, specially made for cats, to help reduce anxiety and arousal. There are some different natural supplements that can be beneficial if the cat is extremely aroused. There are a number that are marketed for cats, including Soliquin.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that again. That's Soliquin. I think play can be a great stress buster.
Oh, absolutely. Helping the cats explore the environment and feel comfortable in it, particularly by bounding and following different toys. There's a new feeder called the Slow Bowl Feeder, so the cats can manipulate this toy. One of the things that happens when they're manipulating a object, if they're feeling friendly and happy and playing with that, they're going to deposit that sort of scent and smell in the environment. It helps them explore in that space.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, for cats not getting along, there's something called Feel-Away Multicat that really can help. But as Dr. DePorter said, there are lots of things you need to do, including if you have a problem, consider calling me. 866-554-7387.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Martha, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Martha? Martha, you sound very happy.
I'm really not. I can fool a lot of people.
You fooled me. What's going on, Martha?
Well, I have four cats.
Yeah?
They're not really mine. They're my kids or their girlfriends, but I end up with them. So, anyhow.
Well, that's a whole different question, I think.
Yes.
How does that happen? I don't want to know, maybe. So, what's going on with your four cats that really aren't yours but kind of are?
I have two females and two males. I had the two females earlier on, and then I adopted brother cats from a shelter.
Okay.
and I brought them home and did all the textbook stuff of introducing slowly and so on and so forth.
So you kept them in another room altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they got used to each other and they were introduced into the house.
Okay.
And about a year went by and no problems, and it was like the honeymoon, and they were all and they were nice and they played with each other and all that. Then one day the brother kitties started spraying in the house.
By spraying, do we mean spraying or voiding? So are they backing up against a vertical surface like a wall or a piece of furniture and is dribbling down from the top down?
Yes, and they do a little dance as they're doing it.
They
back
do.
Feet.
Okay, and this is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think you'd like that. Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's horrible. So where are they? Where exactly in the house are the cats spraying? And are both cats spraying? Do you know that for sure? Both males?
Yes. In fact, they will look at you and smile and begin doing it right in front of you.
Okay. And where are they doing it?
Any vertical surface, the door, the walls. It's really interesting how high on a wall they can get.
Yeah. All right.
And the television, even.
Oh, no. Okay. Are there cats outside?
Yes, I have one next door and two that visit.
I would be willing to bet that it has nothing to do with your two indoor cats, but everything to do with those outside cats.
Wow.
So you've got to find a way as your first step to deter those outside cats. Now, I'm assuming are your cats indoors only?
The two females are, when the males started the wall things, the vertical surfaces, I started thinking, well, maybe they're mad at me, and I let them out for about an hour. One just does not like outside and will go out and sit outside the door and wait.
Yeah. Does it help that you're letting them outside?
It did at one point because I wouldn't let them in all day.
Well, okay, but if they're not there to do it, they're not going to do it.
That's
so,
right. And
so, but if they're there, it probably doesn't help. So what I would do is consider, and they're neutered, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I would consider keeping them indoors, particularly if they're happier indoors. For sure, that one cat who does seem happier indoors, there's no point in making his life even more anxious. And they're doing this, it's a territorial, it's kind of like the gang members spray painting. And this is my zone and stay the heck out.
Yes.
And they're tagging your walls and your furniture and your TV. That's what they're doing. So to know that for sure, I would find a way, if you can, to deter those cats. If they're owned cats, if you have and if you're certain whose cats they are, you said your neighbors, then you could try to appeal to the neighbors to keep their cats indoors and tell them what's happening with your cats. And this is a common issue. You're not alone. I get this all the time, and it drives me crazy, and it drives you crazy, rightly so, once you know what it is. Because it's not fair that their cats, I mean, we wouldn't allow our dogs to roam freely and then to poop on someone else's yard or to cause their dogs to go crazy inside the house. And that's what's going on with these cats. Aside from doing their business, I'm sure, in your lawn or against your wall, on the outside of your wall, and your cats are just responding to all that, they're also responding to not only the smell of that urine, but also seeing those interlopers.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do, the easiest out, and to determine if I'm right, is to get rid of those cats so they're not on your property. Whether you can do that or not, another question. I would also check out a product called Feel Away. And we might have some back there, and we may be able to send it to you. Now, you have to read the directions on Feel Away. This is not, there are a couple of kinds of Feel Away. You don't want the diffuser for this, the kind you stick in the wall. It's better to get the Feel Away spray.
Uh-huh.
And it's easy to use once you read the directions, but I can't go through it on the radio. But you're actually spraying over the cat spray. But read the directions, and having Feel Away will help. But really what you need, and it will, but what you need to get is to get those other cats out of there.
Oh, great. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful, but how do you do that? You know, so you could also purchase a product called the Scarecrow, and it's a water... What do you call them when you water your yard? A sprinkler. That's what it is. It's a sprinkler, except it looks like a scarecrow. And it has a motion detector. So when a raccoon or a cat goes by, it sprays water.
Oh, cool.
Well, raccoons don't much care about that, but cats sure as heck don't like it usually. So that could do it, but that's, you know, like $60-$40, mm-hmm. depending on where you get it. They're available everywhere on the internet and also some hardware stores.
And what is it called again?
That's called the Scarecrow. The other product I'm talking about is called Feel Away.
Okay.
F-E-L-I-W-A-Y. And it'll also lower the anxiety threshold in your cats. It's a replication of a pheromone. But what will, Feel Away can do other things having to do with anxiety. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. tool. But it was really sort of created for exactly this purpose. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Good luck. So Dr. DePorter explained earlier how to get sort of feline detente, how to help cats get along with one another. All right. Now they're getting along. They're having a good time, and they're jumping all over your countertops. What do you do? That is our email question of the week. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net, and I will answer your question next.
We're always standing by to take your call. At 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about tick disease in cats. I mean, people think tick disease, they think mostly Lyme, and that happens in people. It happens in dogs, which we talk about a lot, because if we see Lyme or any other tick disease in people, in dogs, you're going to see it in people, guaranteed. The dogs are a sentinel for tick disease in people. So if dogs are getting tick disease, no matter what they are in a community, odds are people are beginning to get that or have gotten it or are going to get it. What about cats, though? We don't hear about tick disease in cats. Well, there are a couple that we don't know if cats really get sick from, but they might get it. We're not even sure. There's a couple the cats don't get, and then there are a couple the cats do get that dogs or people do not seem to get. One is commonly called bobcat fever. Fancy name is cytozoonosis, and we'll talk about that next week on the show. It is important to protect your cats if they go out ever. In many parts of the country, at least parts of the country where cytozoonosis occurs. Because oftentimes, even with new treatments, and next week we talk to the woman who created the treatment, even with new treatments, she says, still your cat has maybe an 80% chance of dying. So the cat, even with the new treatment, may not live. That's next, and it's very expensive, too. That's next week on the show. We'll also talk with Dr. Tim Lee about how medicine has changed. You know, when he went into veterinary medicine, he says the human-animal bond was considered something altogether different, and he has some examples of that. And we'll also talk about a cat that collects rabbits. You heard me right.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I'm taking in a homeless cat. Is it possible to train the cat to stay off my kitchen table and counters? All my previous cats did do their climbing outdoors. Can you really teach a cat not to climb? It's from Sarah in Colorado, where there are mountains to climb. But that's a mountain lion, which is a completely different kind of cat. Well, it's a really good question. A better question, though, might be, can you really teach a cat where to climb? So, yeah, the answer is no. You cannot teach a cat never to climb. I wouldn't even bother trying. But what you can do are provide places for the cat to climb. I think that's the most humane solution. So if you do not want your cat to climb, not only on the counters, but think of any room in your house. In that room, provide a place where your cat can climb. It can be a windowsill. It can be a cat tree. It could be furniture that you don't mind your cat climbing on. Whatever it is, provide something your cat can climb on. And here's what you do. You do these two things all at once. You discourage your cat from climbing where you don't want your cat to climb. Now, some people squirt the cat with water, holler, scream, get off of there, you cat. And fine, except when you're not home, the cat is going to climb up there. And you're destroying the relationship you have with your cat. Your cat doesn't know why you're screaming necessarily. Don't do any of that. What you can do is put, if it's a countertop, you know the plastic placemats that people have? Put some double stick tape on it. Cats do not like sticky stuff on their paws. Just lay the plastic placemats on top of the counter. And if the cat jumps up there, feels the sticky tape, and jumps right off. Also, don't put food up there. Don't encourage the cat to go up to these places. In fact, encourage the cat to go up the places where you do want the cat to climb. So if it's a windowsill, put a toy up there, an interesting toy. The cat can probably knock off the windowsill. It's what cats do. Put some treats up there for the cat to eat, maybe some catnip up there. Whatever your cat likes, encourage your cat to go up there. Maybe a nice, soft, cushy bed. Also, try to choose places, think like a cat now, that the cat might enjoy, places where the sun hits during the day. So if there's never a sunny spot in that window, why would your cat want to go up there? Choose a sunny window instead. Choose a window where there's a view of the birds. Put out a bird feeder, something interesting for the cat to look at. Well, I hope that answers your question. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Check it all out on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. Coming up next, something that's very important to me, and that is preventive care. We talk to the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Janet Donnelly.
Yeah.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I think this is the most important thing there is. It's preventive pet health care. We'll explain why. Dr. Janet Donlan is the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association. I'll try putting it this way, and you tell me if I've got anything right at all, Dr. Donlan. There are lots of good veterinarians out there. There are lots of superb veterinarians out there. Even the best veterinarian on the planet cannot help a pet that he or she is not seeing. And too many animals are just not seeing the veterinarian because pet owners are making assumptions that their pet is okay. Because pet owners are going to Dr. Google, if you will, online, they're making choices that aren't really beneficial to the pet.
Couldn't agree more, Steve. And sometimes our pets hide when something is going on, and we're not sure when our dog or our cat is having an illness, and so it's hard to pick it up. Preventive health care is essential. That way we can help prevent an illness, catch it earlier, and we love our animals. They mean so much to us. We want to do the right thing for them, and it's better to try to prevent it or catch it as early as you can, because then we'll have better outcomes.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. So by catching kidney disease sooner than later, the pet may actually live longer. The quality of life for that pet is going to be better. And also, as you allude to, some of our pets are suffering and we don't even know it, especially with cats.
I have a 19-and-a-half-year-old cat with chronic renal disease. And as a veterinarian, I have been testing her cell every single year, then every 6 months, caught the early progression very, very early. She's had it now for 7 years, and she's doing great. She wouldn't have been here if I had not done it myself. And that's good for me to be seeing it because I'm a pet owner, too, in that case. And mm-hmm. so it's meant a great deal that I still have my beloved cat just by giving her the best care possible. Catching it early, right treatment makes all the difference.
But also what I hear a lot is, oh, but it's going to cost me too much money if I go every year. Or I hear, well, they're not going to find anything. Well, first of all, I don't understand that. If you don't find anything as a veterinarian that's bad, isn't that good? And so that I don't quite understand. But the second thing is about the savings of money. Actually, if you find something sooner than later, that actually does save pet owners money.
That's exactly right. And there's good things to check. How are they doing? What's the weight? Weight can be an issue for all of us and can cause issues if you don't catch that early. And so taking a good look, assessing how they are doing now compared to last year makes all the difference for their long-term care.
You know, one of the things that I hear most frequently is, well, I know my pet's doing okay. I don't need to take my pet to the veterinarian. And my response to that is, how do you know? Do you do blood work in your kitchen? Do you have a stethoscope at home? So sometimes those signs, there are none. There are no symptoms unless you do blood test, unless you get your hands on the pet as a veterinarian, which may mean listen to the heart, may mean palpating or feeling around for lumps and bumps, all those sorts of things.
And really checking your cat or dog every 6 months, every year, you get a real good feel for baseline and how they are doing. You can pick up the subtle changes. And we kind of like to see those little critters in here when they're doing well, too. That's a good thing, because that does reassure them when you have to bring them in for an illness then, because they're not so afraid of us. Good preventive care makes all the difference.
Well, the not so afraid of us is really a big part of it. So we know that one of the reasons why people don't go to the veterinarian as often as they should is they are anxious about it because their pet is anxious about it as well. So getting over that fear, anxiety, and stress, both as the human being about going to the veterinarian, thinking in a negative way. The other thing that I want to turn around, this is one of my goals, is right now if you go on YouTube and you type in veterinary visit and pets, you're going to see video after video after video of pets that don't want to be, dogs that don't want to be pulled out of the car once they realize they're at the vet clinic, or cats that are screaming all the way and their owners are laughing about it, or at least saying this is to be expected. It shouldn't be that way. That's not, in my opinion, to be expected. We can do better.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. The fear-free veterinary practice is really the way to go. And with our animals, we want them to enjoy their visit. We want the client to enjoy the visit there because it's critical for them. And so there's good techniques to use. We can really work with them to help them feel comfortable. And then you get the peace of mind if nothing is going on, that you feel good because you know you've done the right thing. And if there is something, that we caught it early. So you work with your veterinarian, and they'll make sure that there's not a lot of fear in your critters, and it'll be a good thing for everybody.
I couldn't end it a better way. Perfectly put. For further information, avma.org, American Veterinary Medical Association's Dr. Janet Donlan.
Thank you, Steve, for the opportunity.
Next week, we learn more about the human-animal bond and just how amazing that can be.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call...
BizTalk Radio,